Did you have pets?
Yeah, when I was little, we had a boxer dog and we called him Bengo. And he was quite old by the time I come along because I was the youngest in the family. But they told me that Bengo, when me mum and dad were shifting, Bengo knew that they were shifting and he wouldn't run off. He'd run and get in the truck. Me dad had a big old TK lorry. And when he'd seen them packing up all the stuff, the dog would run and get in the truck and he'd wait for them so he wouldn't get left behind when they shifted. After Bengo died, because he was old, we got a dog. He was a farm dog, right? So he's a bit of a cross between a collie and a Labrador. And he was like a proper gypsy dog. We never, ever walked him, right? We never took him for a walk because he walked himself. And back in them days, there was no dog wardens or anything like that. And the dog just used to walk up the roads. And where we lived, they was building a big estate. And the dog he knew when the builders would stop for their breaks, right? So he'd go around and he'd sit there and he'd wait. And then the builders would feel really guilty because this dog was there drooling at their food and they'd give him bits of food. Sometimes when the ice cream man come along, he'd just go and wait on the pavement because he could hear the bell ringing for the ice cream van. And he'd go and sit and the ice cream man would chuck him out at ice cream. So, and there was an old woman, she was a bit of an eccentric. She wasn't a traveller, she lived up the road. And she used to walk down past me mum's place and she'd call to the dog and she'd take the dog on day trips. And she'd get on a bus and take the dog with her and she'd go on all over the moors and everything. And then at the end of the day, she'd bring the dog back and he'd get off. Well, this old woman died. But the bus driver was so used to the dog getting on and off the bus, the dog kept doing it even when on his own, even after the woman died. And we didn't know it. Somebody told us about that afterwards.
What did you eat?
Well, when I was little, my mum was always a very good cook. And there was no fast food places and you'd very rarely go out to eat. So you'd have to cook your food. And she would make lovely stews and Joe Grey and puddings. And on a Sunday, they'd get up of a morning time and they'd just bake non-stop, me mum and me older sisters. And we'd have sausage rolls and pasties and pies and trifles and cakes and buns. And we just, all day long, we'd eat that was our treat for Sunday. Because you wouldn't go out then. There was no Burger King's or McDonald's or anything like that. We'd just cook all morning and eat all afternoon.
Do you travel a lot?
When I was little, we travelled a lot. Now, what happened, my mum and dad was both born in wagons and they travelled all the time, right? And then when they met, they travelled in trailers. But after the war, the Second World War, my granddad, my dad's dad, he was lucky enough to buy up some land, right, in this village in Devon. And when he died, he split up the land and he left pieces of land to his three sons. He left bits to his daughters as well, but there was these three pieces of land and me dad and me uncle built a bungalow on their pieces. Me other uncle sold his bit, but once me dad had this bungalow built, it was a beautiful bungalow, but because they'd never lived in a house before, he only stayed in the bungalow for about 3 months of the year, and that was like the worst of the winter months. And for the rest of the year, they still travelled, and me dad used to do tarmacking. Anyway, that's how they lived. Travel around for most of the year and they just go back to the bungalow for the winter. But when I was four, my dad died. And it was a bit more tricky then for me mum to go shifting on her own. But she still did do it for the summer. But as she got older, she travelled less and less. So she spent more time in the bungalow and less time on the road travelling. So when I was about 15, that's when she said she was too old and the trailer got old and she needed replacing, and she decided to give up the travelling then, so we stayed in the bungalow until I got married. And then, of course, my husband is a traveller, and then we went back into trailers then.